Hong Kong, ousted pro-democracy lawmaker stabbed. By Gabrielle Reyes on April 18, 2020. Ousted pro-democracy legislator Long Hair Loong Kwa Kong was stabbed as he protested outside Beijing's liaison office in Hong Kong on Thursday, the South China Morning Post, SCMP, reported. An assailant attacked Loong with a sharp object, causing a gash by his waist, a Hong Kong police spokesman confirmed. Loong was subsequently taken to a nearby hospital for treatment and later discharged. A post on Loong's Facebook account stated he was stabbed with a bit of a pneumatic drill. I was doing an interview with a member of the foreign press, when I felt I was stabbed from behind and felt pain, Loong said. I saw the assailant holding a metal object, and he was shouting abuse at me, saying I was creating trouble. Police arrested an 81-year-old man at the scene in connection with the attack, who reportedly shouted while being arrested, Loong is a bad guy, why meddle with the liaison office? I'm Chinese. The assailant said he was trying to help the police to kill Loong, according to Loong's political party, the League of Social Democrats. Before the attack, Loong was protesting statements the Hong Kong liaison office, the Chinese Communist Party's CCP, representative facility in Hong Kong, made last week attacking opposition lawmaker Dennis Kwok. The office, along with its sister agency, the Hong Kong Macau Affairs Office, had accused Kwok of violating his oath of office by allowing delays in choosing a new head of the Legislative Council's House Committee. We were some distance from the attack at the time, but the man was holding a metal object to stab Long Hair, Loong. There's a mark and a wound, although it's not serious, Loong's party chairman Raphael Wong Homing said after the attack. It's most regretful. The Hong Kong liaison office kept saying there are rioters, but there's an attack right outside the liaison office, will they condemn these violence too? Wong Homing asked. He referred to the Hong Kong liaison office's repeated condemnations of pro-democracy protesters last year. Last June, pro-democracy protests began in Hong Kong over a now-scrapped extradition bill. The protests evolved into large-scale demonstrations over several months, attracting millions of people with demands that the Communist Party respect Hong Kong's autonomy. The protests continued unabated until the Chinese coronavirus pandemic interrupted them.